Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk to me about the milestone, the grass going in. How important visually, psychologically, how does it feel?
It feels good. It feels like we're, you know, finally to the point where it looks and feels like a stadium. The longest time was a lot of steel, a lot of concrete, sort of a lot of the same thing. But, you know, now we've got a nice sunny day like this. The field's going in the fall. It's just starting to feel like football.
How much of a milestone is this, though?
Look, it's like anything else. There are a number of major tasks that have to occur in the stadium. This is one of those pieces. I think it's just unique because it is so visual. It represents what the stadium is, right? And the games that are going to be played here. This is the new home field for the Buffalo Bills, and that's what's really exciting, to see that go down. And happy we could have everybody out here to capture the moment where it's getting installed.
And you said it's about 70% done right now?
The stadium, the total stadium, yeah, we're right around the 70% mark.
Is it about where you thought you'd be in
early
October?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, you know, construction is something that changes on a daily basis, and a project of this scale, there's always something to look at in terms of the schedule, but we're happy with where things are at. I know the Bills are extremely comfortable that they're going to make all the deadlines and be ready, and
do you
we're
feel
happy
like
about that.
You've worked on a lot of projects. Do you feel you're under a different microscope with this one than you might have been with things on the waterfront or elsewhere?
Well, I haven't talked to an environmentalist in a while here, if I'm being honest with you. But
I mean, it's different. If it's different level.
You know what it is? I don't look at it as a microscope, though. You know, it was an amazing opportunity to be able to come out here and help the state tackle this project. I felt that way on the waterfront. And so, you know, there's a few tough days, but you take those because more often than not, they're good days. And, you know, this is an amazing project for the community. And I'm excited to see that, you know, we are 2/3 or more of the way there. Mm-hmm. And as it really starts to feel, you see the seats, you see the field, you know, all the effort, it makes it worth it when you get there. And I can't wait for people to, you know, come out in less than a year from now when this darn thing is done and we're all cheering on our first win.
What about the impact, the spinoff impact of this? We know right now it's keeping the construction trades busier than, you know, the union halls are empty. What about the short-term and the long-term ripple effect of the stadium?
Yeah, well, look, I hope it provides an opportunity for more people to get into the trades. You know, a job like this needs a lot of bodies, and I think that's good for labor in the area. I certainly hope there's going to be a lot more follow-up projects in Western New York to use all those folks. I suspect there will be. But, you know, I mean, if you're talking about development in and around the stadium, I think it's still a little too early to tell. I think Orchard Park, Hamburg, you know, looking at rezoning, things like that. I think some of those things need to get worked out to find out what the local community really wants for itself. And then from there, we'll see.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.